Proclamation number 8921 of 30th of January, 1965. God is love. Great question about guilt. So let me introduce you to the truth. For there are still many things I want to enlighten you about in order to let you easily find the path to me. For every error also means an erroneous path, and you will need far more time until you reach your aim. Until you once recognize the pure truth, and then your ascent is guaranteed. You are thinking wrongly if you believe that your God and Creator will ever detach Himself from you, even if you commit the worst crimes. I am a God who in His greater than great love understands everything and forgives everything, because I myself walked the earth as a human being and therefore know by what power you are bound. And you are therefore easily inclined to regard everything what comes over you as a punitive judgment, but you do not consider that I cannot act differently for the sake of yourselves, that I also again have to judge it, i.e., have to reclassify what has stepped out of divine order. And that always only in it my great love towards you, my creatures gone out from me, is expressed in all events, which are regarded as destruction and annihilation. No matter how you will look at the coming events, in the end they will only be to your advantage, which you will also recognize one day. You yourselves prepare this fate. You yourselves force the end. You yourselves distance yourselves from me so far that there is no other means left for me than to bind you again for the sake of your former becoming free. That you now devote yourselves to my opponent cannot reduce my love towards you, because once I will completely win you away from him, as it will also now already be the case that he no longer has power over you through your new banishment. And only the spirit awakened will be able to recognize my love because he is initiated into my plan of salvation from eternity. But I ask you, can you now still believe that I myself could have caused such an offense, which is so exceedingly difficult for you to expiate? That you often have to go through more than one redemption period in order to become free from this guilt? Can you believe that I let you suffer for a guilt whose originator I would have been myself? Then you would also have to deny me all love, which after all is meant for you until all eternity. And as long as you still carry this thought in you, that from me the evil was transplanted into you, so long you will err and not recognize me right, because this thought is downright absurd and does not testify to an awakened spirit. But it was received as most shameful work of my opponent by the hearts of those who did not think about it that this could be impossible, because I am and will always remain a God of love, who abhors all evil but is never given even the slightest cause for evil. It will still require many words until this false doctrine is eliminated from the world, because my opponent has already had an effect deeply, and he has succeeded, because always the intellect of man took a stand on the question and this was not able to give himself any other representation than that everything. Also the evil has taken its origin from me. But who now cannot free himself from this, he is to ask himself once, why it is spoken of an original sin, which was cause for the work of redemption of Christ, if therefore I myself would have been originally to blame for the apostasy of the spiritual? I created the being perfectly and also with free will and the feeling for good and evil, but which only then came to expression when my opponent had given birth to evil out of himself, and now also those fallen away beings desired evil, while the other beings only turned their desire towards the good. I myself determined no being to the direction of its will. But my opponent's power was so strong that he transferred all bad qualities to those beings, and so he is to be regarded as alone responsible for the fall. But free will made the beings accomplish it, and they can only be released from this guilt through Jesus Christ, because the apostasy was an offense against me myself, against my love. And that with brightest knowledge, so that this guilt could not be atoned for by the being alone. And that is why this fall into sin already eliminates all participation on my part, which should be understandable to every thinking person. Amen.